is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it on this Tuesday. Another bomb has gone off in Texas. This one was on its way to Austin. It exploded at a FedEx facility near San Antonio. Happened early this morning, 12:25 a.m. local time, at a facility in Schertz, Texas. That's northeast of San Antonio. This is the fifth explosion of a device either in Austin or meant to be delivered to the city. 500 federal agents are on this case already, plus local law enforcement, plus bomb squads from San Antonio, Houston, Austin, and elsewhere. Two people have been killed in this serial bombing. One person injured last night, this morning, from this explosion. It seems that this explosion not as dangerous as it might have been had it reached its target. The package was moving from an elevated conveyor belt to a lower section when it exploded. According to local television reports, it contained shrapnel consisting of nails, pieces of metal, and other debris. The Schertz facility has about 75 employees. Prior to the latest explosion, it's been reported that police believe the explosion of the four bombs earlier this month that have killed two people are all connected to a serial bomber. But this is the breaking news from Schertz, Texas. It is the latest bombing. You start to wonder, okay, is this one person working by themselves? Is this a group of people trying to keep up on what's happening with this serial bomber? Obviously a very big deal. Yet to hear from the president on this one. Now, Schertz police could not immediately confirm what was in the package, but law enforcement officials telling KSAT the medium-sized package contained, like I said, metal shrapnel and nails, headed to Austin when it exploded on this conveyor track. Federal agents have said this package is likely linked to the attacks of the so-called serial bomber, that according to the Associated Press. The blast, as you can imagine, drew a large response from state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. The ATF's Houston office said it responded to the scene in Schertz. Schertz located 22 miles east of San Antonio, 73 miles south of Austin. The explosion comes just a day after the officials in Austin said a serial bomber is at work for the four explosions in Austin already this month, the latest of which, or the last, which injured two people. That had a tripwire made of fishing line, they say. The chief of police, Brian Manley, in Austin at a news conference yesterday said that although the bomb that injured two men Sunday night was linked to the three previous blasts, the latest bomb involved a tripwire, while the previous explosions were package bombs left on people's doorsteps. Now, this makes you wonder. You've got a guy here that's changing MO. A change in the method of operation here by the bomber. And Frederick Milanowski, who is the special agent in charge for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, says the latest bomb, the one on Sunday, more sophisticated because it used a tripwire. Now, we were told previously that these bombs were not expected to, it was not thought that they were being delivered by FedEx or whomever, but they were being set there upon the porch by the bomber. Well, this might change that narrative, at least for the original three bombs. Bomb number four used a tripwire, so obviously that was set by somebody. We're more concerned than ever now, say the federal agents. People see something suspicious, they need to stay away from it and contact law enforcement. The two men injured on Sunday were in Travis County. There were 22 and 23 white men unlike the victims of the three earlier attacks who are black or Hispanic, because the national news media trying to say that it might be a hate crime because the first three victims were of color. Well, the last two were white. I don't know what the woman heard here in the FedEx explosion, what her nationality or race is. I don't care. And I don't think it's germane to the story. I'm just going with what was said by the, well, by our friends on the cable news stations. So let's give a little recap here. The first bomb was a package that exploded at Northeast Austin on March 2nd, killing 39-year-old Anthony Stephen House. It was first reported they thought he might have been the guy who built the bomb and it exploded while he was messing with it. Obviously not the case. Two more package bombs then exploded farther south, March 12th, killing 17-year-old Draylen Mason, wounding his mother and injuring a 75-year-old woman. Police said all three of those were likely related and involved packages that had not been mailed or delivered by private carrier, but left overnight on doorsteps. As of yesterday, the reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly explosions had risen to a total of $115,000. More than 500 officers, including federal agents, have conducted 236 interviews, following more than 500 leads now, as they fan out and try to figure out what's going on with the serial bomber in Texas. Don't remember too many cases like this in my career in journalism. Of course, there was the Unabomber from Lincoln, Montana. I think he ended up killing three, if I'm not mistaken. He killed three people in his bombing that went on for years. He was caught finally when he wanted to put out his manifesto. You know, he wouldn't have been caught except that it was his brother who said, you know, that sounds an awful like my brother's writing. Sure enough, they went to Lincoln, Montana, a small little speck of nothing, tiny town. There's a cabin in Montana where they found the Unabomber hanging out. But what's going on with this one, I don't know. But this is a story that's going to capture the headlines for the remainder of the day, I guarantee you that. Because people in Texas are trying to figure out what's going on and who's trying to send bombs to their neighbors and maybe to them. So I was going to talk about the bombshells that were going on with Facebook. We'll get to that at the top of hour number three. We'll get to that with hour number three because a former Obama campaign official now claiming that Facebook knowingly allowed them to mine massive amounts of Facebook data because they're on the same team. Cambridge Analytica now saying that they mined Facebook information in an effort to help the Trump campaign. Facebook shares have taken a big dive, but this former Obama campaign official said, we did it. They knew we did it. They didn't care because we're on the same team. They wanted us to win. That comes from Carol Davidson, the former director of integration and media analytics for Obama for America. I'm guessing Carol doesn't work there anymore. I'm guessing Carol's time in the Obama machine are probably over. But a whistleblower there and saying that, well, that's the way it worked. We got all that information. They were on our team. We were on their team. Nobody cared. How's that make you feel? So who manipulated the election? Was it Barack Obama or was it the Russians? We'll get to that top of hour number three. We'll also keep an eye on the breaking news out of Texas with explosion number five now of the serial bomber. 14 after you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.